Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Now, Governor Scott Walker is probably going to come under criticism from the left for things that he reveals in his upcoming book about exactly what he and his family were put through because of Act 10 by the left. There's going to be allegations he's making this stuff up. I'm sure it's all provable. He quotes a security staff chief who worked for Jim Doyle. So the guy's a consummate professional, has protected people on either side of the political aisle. The stuff I shared with you before the news is incredible. One of the communications said Scott Walker's wife would be gutted like a deer. This is how far off the deep end the left went. Look back at this time now and think about how Scott Walker behaved during this period. That a state patrol car was being rocked by protesters who tried to block the path. See, this stuff didn't get out. Remember, Jason, when they would come here, how intense security was and they didn't want it pre-announced and all of that? That's why. That's exactly why. The left is going to hear these blood-curdling things and say they're being made up. They're not. All right, here's where I left you hanging just before the news. He's referring to his head of security, State Patrol Captain Dave Irwin. One afternoon, as I prepared to go out to the conference room for my daily press briefing, Dave came into my office and shut the door. "Sir, I don't show you most of these, but I thought you ought to see this one." He handed me a letter addressed to Tonette, that's Tonette Walker, the governor's wife, that had been picked up by a police officer at the executive residence in Maple Bluff. It read, "Hi, Tonette. Has Wisconsin ever had a governor assassinated? Scott's heading that way. Or maybe one of your sons getting killed would hurt him more. I want him to feel the pain. I already know them when they went to school in Wauwatosa, so it won't be too hard to find them in Madtown. Big change from that house by Blank Avenue to what you got now. Just let them know that it's not right to bleep over all those people. Or maybe I could find one of the Tarantinos, Tonette's parents, back here." Oh, this makes me proud. The letter had a Green Bay postmark, but there were no fingerprints or other indications of who had sent it. Dave explained that it raised red flags because, unlike most of the hate mail and death threats we received, it was very specific. The sender talked about following our kids to school, the street where we lived, and threatened not just me, but my children and my in-laws. I decided not to share the note with Tonette and the kids right away. Security was already tight around the family. Eventually, long after everything was over, I told her, Matt, and Alex about it. According to my staff, the only time they ever saw me angry during the entire fight over Act 10 was after I read that letter. They were right. I didn't mind threats against me, but I was infuriated that these thugs would try to draw my family into it. One of the reasons for Dave's increased vigilance was the fact that the protest in Madison came just a month after the shooting of U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords in Tucson, Arizona. In the wake of that tragedy, I was amazed to see how quickly so many on the left jumped at the opportunity to blame conservative political rhetoric for the shooting. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman wrote, "We don't have proof yet that this was political, but the odds are that it was." And of course, it turned out to be a deranged man with politics not a factor at all. Violent acts are what happen when you create a climate of hate, and it's long past time for the GOP leaders to take a stand against the hate mongers. And this is what Scott Walker and his family were going through. Well, just a few weeks later, when protesters screamed at elected officials, threatened them, and created a climate of hate in Madison, their actions were met with silence from these same quarters. Protesters followed us around the state, assaulted police vehicles, harassed Republican legislators, and vandalized their homes. One day, someone scattered dozens of .22 caliber bullets across the Capitol grounds. At the Capitol, they carried signs comparing me to Adolf Hitler, Hosni Mubarak, and Osama bin Laden. Those never seemed to make the evening news, so we took pictures to document them. One read, "Death to Tyrants." I want to just stop there. Act 10 was all about making government smaller. And these idiots considered losing their government tit from their mouth. They considered that tyrannical. Just let that roll around for a moment. Another had a picture of me in crosshairs with the words, "Don't retreat, reload." Another declared the only good Republican is a dead Republican. Another said Walker equals Hitler and Repubs equal Nazi Party. Krugman and his cohorts never got around to taking a stand against those hate mongers in Madison. In his moving speech after the Giffords shooting, President Obama declared, "At a time when our discourse has become so sharply polarized, at a time when we are far too eager to lay the blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who happen to think differently than we do, it's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds." Those words apparently fell on deaf ears in Madison. That from Scott Walker's book coming out. And you know what the name of the book is, don't you? Unintimidated is the name of the book. A governor's story and a nation's challenge. I'm going to try to get the governor on and talk about this. Now, that's speechless even for me, and I'm going to tell you, I had an idea about some of this stuff. I did. I had been told, not in the specifics that you heard there, about some of this stuff. It's chilling. The hate, the seething hate over a policy. They knew what they were losing. They knew what they had. Their way of life was changing. Yeah, Jason says, look, we got it too. And we did. Not to that extent. Nothing like that. But we did. No, we got, I had physical threats. Yeah, no doubt about it. Written and verbal. Oh, yeah. Where was that? Remember they tried to blame Sarah Palin for Gabby Giffords? This is the crap. And Paul Krugman keeps his job. This is the stuff that you deal with. All right. Straight ahead, I want to get to the Obamacare stuff. I don't know if I'm going to have time for Dick Durbin, but I really want to get to Dick Durbin, too. It's 10:42.
The Jerry Bader Show.